Welcome to this episode of SMP Stories. I'm your host, Director of Training, Ryan Coyman. And with me here today is Sherry Melkinson. Welcome, Sherry.
Hi, thank you, Ryan. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, this show would not be possible without you. You're tutoring, a little bit of the background ahead of time, and also some of your editing to make this sound as great as it is and distribute it to everybody. So you're a huge part of this already.
Thank you.
You came to the company with a lot of additional talents here and artistic talents, and really kind of help push to get this up and rolling. So thank you for that. And that's why you're a well-deserved guest here to be on the show. So for our listeners that don't know you, which is probably a lot of them at this point, how long have you been with the company?
Well, I just made a little over a year. June would have been a year. So a little bit over a year I've been with the company. And I was brought on to be a 360 product photographer to start the 3D imaging division within the company.
Awesome. So a lot of people probably don't even know that we have those images, or what do we use those images for?
I know it's for website use. This way customers can go on and see basically the product like in real time and see it from like different angles since it's a 3D view.
A lot of our major customers such as O'Reilly and Napa over the last couple of years have really demanded that we supply this type of imaging to them, and their customer will use this and appreciate that. So yeah, you were very instrumental, I know, in getting this up and running here. And so what, you just put a part on the table and you run around it with a camera, right?
Yeah, that's it. There's so many layers to this whole process. It was actually it's been a year of building it basically from scratch. So, you know, we got the software, we got all of the equipment, had to build the workflow, get everything kind of functional. So there's a lot of layers to the entire process, but where we are right now, it's doing really well and starting to grow very fast. But yeah, I mean, basically you take a part, you know, whether it's maybe an older part that needs to be reshot and updated or brand new parts, put it on the turntable, and there's three cameras. So it shoots it from like three different angles. And then when it's finished, it generates a movie, like all those frames generate together to make like a little interactive movie. This is what's put on the website.
Yeah, so all those images are stitched together, and that's when the user click on it and drag it around.
Right.
Make sure it's truly the part they're looking for, right?
Yeah, and it's nice to have that because, I mean, I'm sure you shop online, right? And I know when I'm on Amazon and I like to see whatever I'm buying from different angles, you can zoom in on it. You can like really get to see like, you know, connector shots, or, you know, if you're looking for something specific, it's night and day versus just having like a regular static image that you only see, say, a front angle of it. So this gives like a whole, you know, better way to shop, and they can really get what they're looking for.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. And that's what's kind of cool about this. And even working through some of these stories here, you know, we understand somebody has to design the part, somebody has to make the part, somebody has to ship the part, somebody has to sell the part. But there's stuff like this that a lot of people just don't really realize goes into putting the part on the shelf, right? We have to take these images, we have to get them cataloged, we have to do all this other stuff that the customer expects us to do to be able to sell the part. And so that's
right. And it has to look good, because I know I'm guilty of buying something because it looks nice. So the pictures have to look a certain way. Like, I tried to make sure that they're very consistent, so they all, you know, look the same. But, you know, if something looks good and this picture looks good, it's going to make the customer want it even more because it's, you know, it looks that good. So yeah, we try to, you know, get the best quality images that we can with, you know, what we have here to work with. And like I said, now we're growing, so there's a few of us in there whipping some parts out. So
awesome. Yeah. So you and the equipment are actually housed in the corporate training center in Irving, Texas. You don't really have a Texan accent. Are you from Texas?
I am. No. I'm originally from the Bronx, New York. I moved from New York to Florida, Southwest Florida, when I was 22. So 20 plus years ago, not have to do the math there. But yeah, I'm originally from the Bronx, New York. That's where I was born and raised. That's where, you know, majority of my family is still there. I have an aunt that lives in Queens, close by LIC. But yeah, so I spent 20 plus years in Florida, but now I'm an official Texas resident. Got the awesome driver's license and everything to show for it.
Well, howdy. How's that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what does a typical day look like for you when you show up to the training center?
A typical day looks the same pretty much as it does every day, which I come in and I always have a steady flow of parts that needs to be shot, which is a good thing because we never run out of parts to shoot. So there's always a bunch of parts that are lined up and ready and waiting for their photos. But I come in, you know, I got to go through, I got some spreadsheets, sometimes got to check in some new shipments that arrived here at the training center, got to get those checked in, and then we'll sort them out. Sometimes we have to prep them and get them photo ready, get those sort, you know, put those aside. I usually get everything, like, I'm very organized, so I get them on shelves. I got color post-its for ones that are checked in, ones that are, you know, ready for review, ones that are ready to be shipped back out. So it's very colorful in there. And it's very, I don't want to say routine, but you know, it's a process, so it's like kind of rinse and repeat. There's a lot of editing, a lot of photo editing that's involved with it. So I'll go ahead and sit the part on the table. It spins, you know, go edit it a little bit, and then move on to the next one.
And you also mentioned prep the parts. I guess there's, yeah, a lot more to it than just pulling one of our parts out of the box or a bag.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. early on, there was a lot of prepping, meaning cleaning. Some of them weren't photo ready. They would have a little imperfections on them that would have to be removed prior.
Well, they are automotive parts, right? And so some of the stuff is remanufactured, etc. But
you're
a perfectionist, and when you're taking pictures, you want it to be 100% perfect.
Exactly. Right. Like if you show up for a photo shoot, a family photo shoot, right? You're going to come ready.
Hopefully.
I'm not going to have to, you know. But yeah, so I mean, some recently we had a big shipment. We had like 27 boxes that arrived here at the training center on like a big pallet. And those were all new parts, you know, so those, they're usually ready to like go and sit on the table.
So have you always been in the automotive industry?
Not always. I've been in the automotive industry now, I think a little over 6 years. But before that, I have 20-year history. I'm a retired emergency medical technician from the state of Florida.
Wow.
So that's what I did for like right under 20 years. When I first moved to Florida, I want to say it was 98 or 99, I got into the fire service. So I started doing volunteering. I did that for maybe 3 years. And then that's how I found like the EMT program that they had available in my area. And because I really got more into the medical side of it versus like fighting fire, which I did actually. I did fight fires. But I was more intrigued, like learning more about, you know, medical emergencies. And I love like that quick response and just, you know, helping the community and, you know, doing what I can to like help, which it's kind of the way that I grew up anyway. Like I'm just kind of like a caretaker type of person. I like to get in and help. So I went to EMT school and I did that. And then I worked for fire for 3 years. Then I did 2 years with like a private agency. And then I did right under 15 years with the county, which that was a big 911 system, very, very busy. And I decided to retire a little bit early because let's rewind a little bit. I've always been an artist since I was little. Like when I was 4 years old, I was drawing like Mickey Mouse. I was like infatuated with like anything Disney, and I wanted to be a Disney animator when I grew up. So when I was at EMS, like right before I turned 40, like maybe mid 30s, I just really wanted to go back to college for myself, nothing medical. I just kind of wanted to learn how to draw digitally, because everything I was doing was illustrations by hand, but everything's digital now. So I'm like, oh, it'd be so cool to learn how to do like graphic design and kind of go that route. So I enrolled in college. They had a big, you know, school of design, a big program, and that's where I found multimedia. So I ended up graduating with my degree. And right when I turned 40, since I had this degree, I thought maybe I'll get a head start on starting a whole new career. And so now I'm 46. So 6 years later, I'm here. But I had, you know, a good 6 years of using everything that I went to school for. Photo, video, graphic design, you know, production, website builds, pretty much anything creative. And so now I'm here, you know, building the photography division for the parts, which was an amazing opportunity. So that's what landed me out here in Texas.
Awesome. Yeah, no, we definitely appreciate your creative skills here in just the knowledge you bring. So I think it's been a relatively easy transition for you, having some automotive knowledge. You can identify parts.
Right.
Been involved with training prior to this a little bit as well. So
yeah, I mean, I learned really fast, and just real quick, it was I'm glad you brought that up, because going from EMS like catapulted right into the automotive industry. At first, it didn't make sense because I was like, I don't know anything about cars. But I started shooting all of these like training videos and classes on like, you know, vehicle health. And I'm watching it. And one day, like, it literally just clicked, because all of the diagnostics, it's the same as like, I mean, it's not the same, but it's very similar to the human body, the way you're, you know, diagnostics and the vital signs. So everything started to click between the car and like what I did before. And it made such a difference. It's like, it's, you know, I still can't fix any cars. But I can understand it a little bit better. It makes sense.
I was recently talking to another woman in the industry, and she has a whole car care clinic with multiple modules, and it relates the automobile to the personal body and the health of the body.
Yeah.
And, you know, the blood is like the fuel system, and the nervous system is like sensors, and you know, just similar to what you explained there, to make things
right
relatable, right?
Right. It does. It makes sense. So, yeah. So that was really helpful. And then I was like, well, maybe I could, you know, work in the automotive industry, you know, kind of find my way.
And you've seen a lot more parts pass through your hands in the last
That's
year
true.
Plus here, right?
That's true. Oh, yeah. Lots and lots of parts.
So in your role, who else do you interact with in the company?
Like while I'm at work or?
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, well, you know, your job, you don't just go in the room and sit there by yourself.
Well, one of the biggest things coming here to the training facility, I felt so lucky because everybody was so friendly and so welcoming. Like all of the guys here, like they were just like I feel like I've known them like for so long. And that was like immediately from when I came. So it was very comfortable. So I feel like, you know, as far as being here, we have I have a great working relationship. You know, anything that I need, they help. And likewise, if I can help them with something, and it just, it makes it so much better when you come in and you're kind of, you know, you can talk, and it's very comfortable. So, but outside of work, I just kind of, I'm still finding my way around here. So really it's just, you know, me and my dog hanging out for the most part. And some people that we met at like the local dog park will like hang out and like grab dinner sometimes.
Awesome. Awesome. No, you've been very instrumental with our other studio where we do the classroom and some of the training stuff, and appreciate the tips you've given us there from your, you know, that you've learned in your previous job. But no, I believe you interact with people from other divisions, right? Like the vehicle control division in LIC. You probably talk to different people there, as well as also the temp control division, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I deal a lot with LIC, and everybody, same thing. They've been so great, super helpful. You know, I have one of them on speed dial because early on, you know, it's like, what are we doing here? I don't know what any of this is. And, you know, she helped me tremendously. But yeah, I mean, everybody's been really great. And now recently, you know, we transitioned. So now I'm working under Four Seasons under their marketing team. So now I've got to, you know, meet a whole bunch of new people, and we've been working together. And, you know, I've shared the process with them, the photo process and the 3D imaging. And you know, trying to get everybody on the same page so we can move forward and keep growing it. And I actually even wrote, it was kind of funny, I had to, because I was the only person really who knew how this stuff worked, which was like, at some point it's going to have to, you know, come out or be documented. So I wrote a nice little like instruction manual on it. And it's been working. You know, I've printed it out. We have like a newer guy here. He was reading it yesterday and he's like, oh, this is great. You know, I got little slide notes in there. So it's really cool, you know, to be able to share that with other people other than myself now. So it's kind of exciting to see like where it's going to go in the future. Cause I would imagine, you know, it's only going to get bigger.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I mean, when we've got 60,000 plus parts in our catalog here.
Yeah.
You're shooting 10 to 15 a day. You know, there's a long road ahead of you here.
Right.
Do this and right. With new parts being introduced every day. You know, so that's a big part of it. I'm guessing you have some interaction with our IT department also, right?
Oh yes. They know me very well. Yeah, all of the IT guys have been super helpful from the very beginning. When we were getting the software hooked up and getting, you know, all that computer stuff fixed and worked out some of the bugs. But yeah, they've all been great. Like, you know, I could say everybody here has been like tremendously just like, you know, helpful and anything that I need, you know, because they know that I'm new, you know, new to the state. So, you know, I even moved recently again and all the guys here helped me move, which was amazing. Because it wasn't easy. The place that I moved in was kind of one of those places where you're like, I'm your friend, but you know, I really don't want to help you move in there.
Yeah, but it was Texas, so it was probably a nice cool day, right?
It was like the hottest day, like before the summer started. It was so hot. I felt so bad, but they were so great about it. And I'm so grateful that they were able to help me do that.
Special kudos to that team for helping you
for sure.
Get settled in here for again. Sure. So when you're going for walks with your dog or, you know, you're just at your desk doing work and you're listening to music, what type of music do you listen to? Or what are some of your favorite artists here?
I have so many playlists and it all just depends on my mood. I have a Pandora Plus account that I have on my phone, in the car. I mean, on the TV, it's always on. My go-to music is like house music, like kind of like dance, like EDM, like electronic dance music. I have another go-to, which I don't know. It's like if I'm cleaning the house or I'm just doing something, because I grew up with like a disco family. So I like that kind of disco-ish type of, so I have like the Gap Band radio, which is like, you know, Cool and the Gang and like, you know, the Gap Band and like Shalimar and like stuff like that. It's like super old school, but I feel like it puts me in a good mood. It just kind of makes you want to like dance a little bit. But then, you know, I have days where I'm like total 90s grunge. So it just like depends, you know, and being from the Bronx, I grew up on hip hop. So it's just, it's all over the place.
Awesome. Yeah. I share your affinity for different genres of music, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. You can't just pick one. It's like, you know, it just depends on the mood. But although now that I'm you know, in this workspace with a couple people that are younger than I, I've learned a whole new, like all this new music that's been out there that I just don't even know about it. Because, you know, I always listen to like older stuff. So I feel like, yeah, I could just add that. I have like, you know, new playlists growing, you know, every day. So awesome. It's kind of nice though. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's good to expand your boundaries.
Yeah.
They learn plenty from you and you learn from them.
Oh, also. Yeah. Yeah. They're like all about 90s grunge now. They're like, oh, this is so cool. I've never even heard of that band.
They thought it was on the oldies channel or something. Like
oh, that. Yeah. 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 Definitely.
That's when I first started feeling my age, is when all of a sudden you go in the grocery store and you hear a song that was on the rock station when you were growing up or something.
Yes. Like.
So one of those your parents wouldn't let you listen to, but now it's being played at the grocery store. Like, all right.
Right.
I'm there. I'm old.
I had one of my favorite rock bands is Tool. I don't know if you're familiar, but I saw them in concert like twice. And they're like early 90s, they call it progressive metal. So I love this band. And then we got one of the new guys that came in just recently, like a couple weeks ago. We were talking about music because we were trying to decide what kind of playlist do you want me to make? Because we always have music in the studio. You can just keep it going all day. And he was talking about progressive metal. So, you know, I was like, oh, so you like Tool? He goes, I don't really listen to Tool, but my mom likes Tool. And I was like, oh, no. That was the moment. I was like, his mom likes Tool. That's so awesome. That was fun.
Absolutely. Good. Before you know it, you'll be catching them on their final tour, their final tour or something.
I know. So.
Yeah, good. Well, if you could do anything inside or outside the company, yeah, what does a dream job look like to Sherry Malkinson?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. I have so many dreams. I mean, I still hold on to dreams when I was a little girl. Like, you know, I mentioned the Disney animator thing. You know, that's probably not going to happen. But I always wanted to, because I illustrate and I like to write too, I always wanted to write and illustrate my own children's books.
Very cool.
So I'm like, that is still something that I could still do maybe at some point. So that's definitely something that's always in the back of my head. A dream job, you know, outside of 3D digital imaging. Anything creative. I mean, I love to just always make stuff, you know, and again, that's just always what I've always done. You know, I could be making something digital, something, you know, for print, something for a website, maybe a logo. You know, I love to edit, you know, photography. You know, I don't necessarily love the act of shooting. I like post. I like after, where I get to edit and really put like my creative twist on stuff. It's like if I get a whole bunch of brand new, say, video footage, I love putting it together. One, it's like a puzzle. And then two, you know, I get to dress it up and put all the extras and like the bells and whistles. And like that's what I love to like make it.
Like, just kind like of the like, audience, you know, applause here.
Yes. You know,
here. That's exactly, the result of Sherry. Yeah. The horns honking. Yeah, little... You know, that's great. I tortured my family recently on a road trip vacation. My daughter's boyfriend was with us and asked about podcasts. I'm like, oh boy, do I have one for you. And the rest of the family grunts and groans. And then, you know, I play the intro and he's like, that's awesome. How do you do that? I'm like, I don't do it. Sherry does it.
That's so funny. I know. It was like, meet, meet.
Yep.
So yeah, little things like that, you know, and I feel like when you do take the time just to get a little extra, see, you remember it and they know, and like it, you know, it brings a smile to your face. So yeah, I mean, anything creative, it just, you know, it's just always going to be a thing for me. It's always been my go-to, especially when I was at EMS, you know, my art was definitely very therapeutic. So I would just sit and I would draw like for hours. But, you know, sometimes I draw a lot. Like, I haven't drawn. It's been a few years now. So, like, it's kind of in spurts. Plus, you know, life gets in the way and you get busy. But, so, you know, as long as I'm creating and I'm able to keep it fresh and do new things like that, that's, I guess you could say, a dream job, you know, whether it's here or somewhere else. I don't know. It could be.
No, that's awesome. I mean,
you know, wherever.
Yeah, it's good to have dreams and goals in life and, you know, utilize your creative gifts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All awesome. Well, just like that, our half hour has flown by here already. But any final thoughts to pass along to our listeners here?
The only final thoughts, and this is, I say this often, I was just talking to the newer people about this, that, you know, it really doesn't matter what age you are. And I'm definitely speaking from experience, you know, starting a new career at 40, you know, you just can't be afraid. You know, sometimes you just have to take that leap, you know, moving from Florida that I lived for so long, moving and relocating to Texas and starting a whole nother life again, you know, but like, if you want change, you have to change it. Nobody can change it for you, you know, and sometimes change is really good. And sometimes it's something that you didn't even know you needed. Until, you know, here you are, and it's like, you know, whole new life. So that's one thing that I am very, you know, passionate about, is that, you know, just got to go with change and make the best of your life, you know, take advantage of opportunities that, you know, come your way, and don't be afraid to go for it. So
Awesome. Great advice, especially to the younger people. And even for those of us who are, let's say, more mature here or up in the years, you know, it changes harder by the day, and it's still a good thing. Yeah. And along with that comes learning. And I know you've learned a lot of new skills in your new position here. And that's an inspiration to all of us as well. So, All right. Well, once again, everybody, thanks for tuning in here in today's S&P Stories with Sherry Melkinson. And look forward to talking to you at the next one. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye.
S&P Stories.